Thanks very much to the worship leaders for that. Those lovely songs. I was really struck by that reference to just being empty-handed. And we come to look at this subject of Jesus' power. I wonder how powerful we are feeling today, at least in and of our own resources. Are we feeling pumped up with energy, feeling that we can do anything? Or are some of us perhaps feeling more like the empty-handed? Well, I can tell you yesterday, as I went through my weekly torture stroke good exercise, which is Edinburgh's park run, and was thinking a little bit about this message as I was running and thinking about Jesus' power, I was contemplating on my own lack of human power and energy. I felt, before we even got to the 1K point, a complete sense of exhaustion, a remarkable sense of being drawn towards the cafe wherein lay scones, rather than carrying on for the whole 5 kilometres. And yet, as I was running and thinking about what I really wanted to share today, I was reminded of that little verse in Isaiah 40, which says this: even youths grow tired and weary. And I don't consider myself a youth. Young men stumble and fall, probably not a young man either. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. And my prayer, really, as we approach God's word today, is that we're all going to experience something of the power of God through the cross that will enable us not to stumble, not to grow weary, but to walk, to run, and maybe even soar. Let's have a look at God's word together, shall we? Our passage is 1 Corinthians chapter 1. If you want to open a Bible or look at it in your phone, do please feel free to do so. It's so simple. We're reading just verses 18 and 19, but there is so much truth in these two simple verses. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 18 and 19 says this: for the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, the intelligence of the intelligent I will frustrate. And we're really just going to focus in on this little phrase: the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. And I'd like you to think particularly about what this means, the power of God, first of all. The Greek word used here for power is the word dynamis. What does that sound like? Dynamis. Maybe makes you think of something dynamic, but it actually also is the word that we use for dynamite. And when I first heard that, it got me thinking about some of the fireworks that we're going to be seeing in our city in the coming weeks. It's going to be terrifying those of us who have dogs or are lovers of dogs. These fireworks that will go from a little box into this fantastic blaze that will be hitting our cities and our towns and villages. But then as I delved a little bit deeper, I thought, you know, even these fireworks, and I checked this out with a fireworks expert in between, so I'm more confident that this is right second time round than first, even these fireworks don't even need the power that is dynamite. These fireworks have got lesser things than that in it. True dynamite is the sort of thing that can do more than create a beautiful explosion in the sky. It's the sort of thing that can blast through rocks. And as we think of the power of God today, and perhaps as we think of some of the challenges facing us in our own lives, I would love you to have in mind that when we talk about the power of God, the dynamis of God, it's something that's so big, that's so awesome, that it can blast through rocks. I wonder if some of us, when we think about the power of God, we're not even thinking of the sort of fireworks display that goes on top of Edinburgh Castle. You know those wee fireworks on birthday cakes? They're pretty safe, aren't they? They look nice for a minute or two. They fizzle out. That is not the sort of power of God that the Apostle Paul, when he's writing about the message of the cross, foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved is the power of God. That's not what he had in mind. Now, of course, others might look on at this message of the cross, and it says here, think, this is crazy. This is weakness. This is something like the sparkler on the birthday cake. The challenge in this verse is that may be the attitude of those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. So as we keep in mind this image of dynamite, the power of God, I must just say, I was searching for images on the train on the way into work one day, and my search term was dynamite, and all these pictures were coming up of like bombs and things like that, and I couldn't help but feel that the person next to me was just sort of looking over his shoulder, and I thought, I'll just put my phone away and continue that particular searching for suitable images later on when not in a public place. So if you hear I've been reported, then you heard it here. It was for legitimate purposes, honestly. So the dynamite of God. Notice though, it's not just sort of there in a kind of general sense, oh, we can all experience the power of God. How do we experience it? We experience this power of God through the message of the cross. What is the message of the cross? And as I was reading 1 Corinthians 1, I felt like saying, Paul, tell us more about what the message of the cross actually is. Because if you just unpack that chapter, it's not really there. And for me, I had to go right through Corinthians and get to chapter 15. Maybe you can flick on yourselves or have a look at it on your phone. And you come to chapter 15, and it feels as though Paul, having kept in suspense, then says, I'm going to tell you what I mean when I'm talking about the message of the cross. And here it is in verse 3, in five simple words. Christ died for our sins. You see it there? He was buried and he was raised again. I think that's the heart of it in just five words. Christ died for our sins. Simple enough for everybody to understand, beautifully illustrated in the little video that we saw earlier there today. Maybe so simple that for some it seems like utter foolishness, but for those who are willing to accept and embrace this, those who are willing to accept that Christ died for your sins, we're invited to enter into the power of the cross, the dynamite of God. Now, at times in the Bible, those who follow Jesus are described as those who have been saved in the past tense. And you'll notice in this verse, those who are entering into the power of God are described as those who are being saved, present tense. And at other points in the Bible, there are references to those who will be saved. And really, just for a few minutes, before we come to take communion, I'd love us just to reflect together on the power of God in terms of our past, the power of God in terms of our future, and then finally, the power of God in our present. Let's think firstly of the message of the cross and God's power in relation to our past. And in our mind's eye, let's go to the cross of Jesus. And as we look at Jesus dying there on the cross, we hear him saying the words, "It is finished." And as he says those words, we are invited, I believe today, to recognize that there is nothing in our past that he cannot forgive. All the failures, all the repeated sins and mistakes, all the regrets, all the things that we've done and the things that we've not done. I'd like you to imagine them as I've been this week, imagining them as like a great big heap, becoming almost like a mountain that stands in the way of us and God. And then imagine the dynamite of God through the power of the cross. Imagine that dynamite coming and just blasting away all that stuff. And now the way is clear through the power of the cross for us to walk into the loving and forgiving arms of our Father God. And that's what we can do as we take communion together we reflect on the fact that through the power of the cross, nothing can stand between us and a relationship with our Lord Jesus today. The Apostle Paul, the author of this passage in 1 Corinthians, spoke quite frequently about his own past. And he described himself as the chief of sinners, the worst of sinners. And he had some good cause for doing so. He was pretty much your modern day terrorist. He went around killing Christians. There was a big pile of stuff between him and God. But he had come to experience the power of the cross. He knew that that was blasted out of the way so that he could now know the love and forgiveness of his Father. And he wanted to remind people time and again that if he could know it, we can know it. Do we know the reality of having been saved through all that Jesus did on the cross? Or do we need to invite God to let us experience a bit more of the dynamite of God, dealing with the stuff in our past that might still be haunting our present, that might still be creating a massive shadow in our lives, preventing us from really living for and serving Jesus in the way that he would invite us to do? The message of the cross and his power to deal with our past. But the message of the cross also contains God's power, or reassures us or reminds us of God's power to take care of our future. Perhaps some of us are here today with real deep anxiety about the future. Maybe it's your own health. Maybe it's a work situation. Maybe it's issues with your family or friends or in your community. Maybe it's the political situation or other things that are going on in the world. And you think, is there any hope? You feel weak and powerless. If that's you, if that's me, then just as the cross is God's dynamite to deal with our past, so it is the dynamite that assures us today that nothing at all can separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. And the Apostle Paul, who we've been referring to today, was convinced that the one who began a good work in us would carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. And so he could say, yes, we have been saved from all that's in the past, but an absolute assurance that we will be saved through the power of the cross. I think we're invited to have huge confidence today as we look to the cross, as we embrace again the truth that Christ died for our sins. And we can be confident that even if we feel we are facing or fearing death, because Jesus rose from the dead, so we ultimately will be raised to new and glorious life, and death will ultimately be swallowed up in victory. The message of the cross. Are we looking to it? And do we have confidence in the dynamite of God, the power of God to deal with everything that lies ahead? Or are we here today thinking, God, there are some things that are too big for you? God, that situation with my family, I'm not sure you can deal with that. God, this seems to have got out of control now. If that's you, just remind yourselves again of the message of the cross, the dynamite of God, and his unbelievable power for all of us. It's a past thing, it's a future thing, but it's a present thing as well. And I love the fact that I think uniquely in the Bible verse that we've looked at today, we get this reference to being saved, often referred to in the past, often referred to as something that will happen in the future. But folks, being a Christian isn't just about a one-off event in the past. It's certainly not about some sort of ticket to heaven, or not only about that. This is about a day-to-day reality. This is about the message of the cross being something that today allows us to experience the power of God, that today allows us to experience what it is to be saved. Look around. You're looking at people who, while we might not always look like it are able to experience today the dynamite of God. We may feel weak. We may be facing hurdles. Our own power might just be about the level of that birthday cake sparkler. And yet God invites us to recognize that through the cross, it's this dynamite of God that's available today. We're in the middle of a prayer series. And if you look through the book of Ephesians, and maybe you'd like to read it today or in the days ahead, you'll see that one of the things that Paul prayed for God's people, time and again, it wasn't so much about the physical health conditions, important and relevant though that is, but what he kept praying for is that they'd experience God's power. He prayed that they would experience God's power in their heads, that they would know that through the cross, this incredible power was available from God. He prayed that God's power would bring great comfort to their hearts. And he prayed that God's power would be evident in all of their actions so that they would be able to live in a way that was more like Jesus. Or to go back to the verse at the start, so that they would be able to soar, to run, to walk, not to be weary. See it there in Ephesians as Paul prayed that the incomparably great power, the same power that was exerted when Jesus was raised from the dead, would be known in our lives through the cross. So how are we getting on with this today? I take you back to that somewhat pathetic image of the run and me feeling that I was, humanly speaking, totally out of power. Or maybe for some of you this week, a simple visual illustration of trying to remember something about the power of God is by looking at your phones at the end of the day and look at that power symbol and see where it's at. I know already at this point in the day, my power level is down on the phone to 75%. And thanks to the wonder of Apple, maybe some of you will be looking at your phone before very long and it'll be a little red bar and it'll be down pretty much to zero. But if that's you physically, and maybe that's you spiritually, then my encouragement to you this week is to reflect again and again and again on the cross, on the truth that Christ died for our sins, on his invitation to give us the power of God in our daily experience. And may we know, may I know, may you know, power in the present, confidence that his power has taken care of everything in the past, and confident hope that he will take care of everything in the future. Let's pause and pray together. God, may we never lose the wonder of your cross. Even now, may we see it like the first time. We invite you to show your power in our lives and in our situations today.